Green Bay Packers picking up a huge win last night, 31-24 on Sunday Night Football. The Packers and the Chiefs, the only two first-place teams to play in the NFL yesterday, and Green Bay getting that victory. Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams starring in victory. Couple of notes real quick to bring up for our NHL hockey fans. Maddie and I said that I would do this. Coming up Wednesday night on NBC Sports Network, the big premier game of the week is going to feature the Minnesota Wild and the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. Should be a very fun matchup. Last night in the NBA, the Los Angeles Lakers get another win at home, 120-101 over Charlotte. Dwight Howard and Anthony Davis leading the Lakers to victory. Miami loses to the Minnesota Timberwolves last night, 116-109. Andrew Wiggins had 25 points. And coming up tonight here on WKTY, the Bucks and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Pre-game coverage 6:30, tip-off at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, it should be a good one. I've been pumped up for that one.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well. Not as much as I was looking forward to last night's Sunday Night Football matchup, Packers-Chiefs. And joining us now are Green and Gold insider Joe DeGuano on the 5-Star Telecom talk and text line. But I am looking forward to the Bucks game. I don't know, Joe, that I'm fully invested yet in NBA basketball because the Green Bay Packers are inexplicably 7-1. Joe, I'm sorry. I did not see this coming. How are you feeling after 8 weeks of a Packers season, man?
Interesting. First of all, I'm with you as far as the Bucks go. I was watching the game the other night, and it just was kind of like, I'm not there yet. I'm not quite there yet. And obviously, if Green Bay wasn't as successful right now, you'd probably be looking, all right, well, it's time for the Bucks to play. But you know what? I was going back and forth with some people last night, and you know, they're like, well, the Packers allowed Matt Moore to torch their secondary and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Look, guys, and Scrady, I'm going to go back to last Thursday night. I was sitting watching that Minnesota game, and I said to my buddy who's a Viking fan, I said, look, this is going to be a blowout. And it wasn't. And so then you look at the Packer game, the Packer-Chief game. But the bottom line is the Vikings did what they had to do to win the game. Same thing last night. It is really hard to win the NFL. And so Packer fans out there that are saying, well, you know, I don't know, this team's 7-1, but there's lots of holes. Every team has holes, and maybe except for New England. But every team has holes. So you look at this and you say, a win is a win on the road in the NFL that is hard to do. And then you look at the rest of the Packers' schedule. You still got the Giants on the schedule. You still have Washington on. You still have the Chargers on the schedule and Carolina at home. Now you're saying, wow, this team, this is a 12-4 football team when you're starting the season 7-1. So lots of good things. Are there holes on this team? Absolutely. I'm still hoping Goody does something before the trade deadline tomorrow. But that was just an impressive win on the road. Very tough place to play. Very tough coach, Andy Reid. I thought the Packers did what they had to do to win the game.
You know, I know you're a Packer homer. Like, I lean towards the Vikings too, Joe. And I was just wondering if you had the same feeling I did. Because without Mahomes, that team not nearly as good. Every single one of the analysis, all these announces, everybody picking the Packers before the game. I mean, every single one of them said the Packers were going to beat the Chiefs. To me, on Thursday night, obviously the Vikings heavy favorites. The Vikings didn't even come close to covering that spread on Thursday night, but it was almost like it was almost a boring game to watch because there's not a lot of great stuff that can come out of that. Either you drill the team like you're supposed to, or it's a close win like what happened for both of these teams, and then everybody's kind of down about winning an NFL game. I mean, that's my feeling anyways about Thursday. I wasn't very impressed by it.
Yeah, you know, but Scrady, here's the thing. I hear what you're saying, but like I said, it's very tough to win in the NFL. And I think whether or not you're a Viking fan on Friday morning or a Packer fan today, a win is a win is a win. And I don't care what level of football you're coaching or playing or watching. You know, and again, I have played enough games in my lifetime, and I have coached enough games in my lifetime to know when you get out of there with a W, and the Packer fan base, once again, those Packer fans out there that didn't live through the 70s and 80s of the most atrocious football I've ever seen in my life, they don't know how good it is. And so I think Packer fans are a little bit spoiled. But, you know, you go into Kansas City, yes, no Pat Mahomes, but I put Andy Reid up there with one of the greatest strategists of all time, and you still got Tyreek Hill, and you still got a lot of players, and you come out with a W. So a win is a win is a win. And again, is this Packer team perfect? Absolutely not. But going back to your point, Dave, did anyone see this coming, 7-1? Absolutely not. If you're telling me right now that you predicted this, if anybody's saying this, that they predicted this, they're full of crap.
Yeah, we're talking to Joe DeGuano, Green Gold Insider here. Joe, yeah, I don't think you're being hyperbolic when you mention that people would be full of crap if they told you that coming into this regular season, they anticipated the Packers were going to be 7-1. Now, Joe, I've mentioned this to a number of our listeners, both on air and off air in conversation. The way that LaFleur is starting his career in Green Bay is nothing short of historic. As a matter of fact, save for Vince Lombardi, there has never been a better start to a coaching career for the Green Bay Packers than Matt LaFleur has. Now, I want to get your thoughts on the new terrific trio of Green Bay Packers, if you will. Aaron Jones, Aaron Rodgers, Jamal Williams. Mike McCarthy, and this is my take, I don't know if you're different on this, Mike McCarthy would have never used Aaron Jones the way that Matt LaFleur is using Aaron Jones, nor Jamal Williams. Yesterday, however, or last night, I should say, Joe, I'm watching the game. I'm seeing Aaron, Jamal, and Aaron Jones work together, and I think these guys by themselves, I mean, regardless of who you're missing on the outside, they have enough between the three of them. They can almost completely control an offensive side of the football game. What do you think about those three guys and how much that's changed over what McCarthy would have done?
Yeah, I mean, Dave, I totally agree with you. Here's the thing with McCarthy, where the improvisational skills of Aaron Rodgers had become the offense rather than the complement to the offense.
Yeah.
You're seeing what a scheme can do. And I thought Chris Collinsworth did a really nice job last night of breaking it down for the fans, because he said every time Aaron Jones was split out and Rodgers realized he had man-on-man coverage with a linebacker, where did the ball go?
Yeah.
The ball went to Aaron Jones. And I think that whether, you know, Matt LaFleur, Sean McVay, that offense, it's built, the scheme is built to exploit matchups. And that's exactly what this offense is doing right now. I mean, 3rd and 5 at the end of the game. First of all, Packers get the ball with 5 minutes to go. They get a couple of running first downs, which was huge. And then 3rd and 5, they split out Aaron Jones wide. And guess what? He's on the backer again. And they said in the huddle, they said, when they were talking about what play to go, the presser at the end of it said it was a no-brainer. We're going to Jonesy. And so I think you're absolutely right. I think where the running back had become almost, you know, on the back of a milk carton under Mike McCarthy in the passing game, it is so prevalent right now and such a big part of this offense, especially without Devontae Adams. So you just – and the thing about it is, too, is Aaron Rodgers is getting the ball out of his hand. So you just really like what those three are bringing to the table. And right now, I love what somebody tweeted last night. Essentially, Aaron Jones is Alvin Kamara without the PR. And so, I mean, you're looking at a guy who can just do everything. And the other thing that impressed me, too, are the little things that Jamal Williams does. And I want to include Alan Lazard in this because – the blocking on the little shovel pass to Aaron Jones for the touchdown. He had Williams in front of him and Lazard in front of him. And the blocking that you get from these guys. So I look at the little things Jamal Williams brings to the table, the explosiveness of Aaron Jones. And now Aaron Rodgers doesn't have to carry this offense. I love what Rodgers said last night. He said, look, I'm not doing much. I'm just getting the ball in his hands and pointed to Aaron Jones. So very impressive from what Matt LaFleur has been able to do with that offense.
Joe, I love having you on, man. We got to go because we're kind of up against a break, but it's so important for our listeners to hear your insight on the Green Bay Packers. And again, for those of us that are sort of collectively holding this bated breath in, trying to pinch ourselves to make sure that it's real, I think the signpost, they show well. This is going to be a team that can sustain, at least we hope they can, but there are still a couple of big tests left to come. Appreciate your time as always, Joe. We'll hope to catch up with you next week, too, if we can tab you. Love to have you back.
Absolutely. And here's the thing, guys. I will end with this. I'm just hoping Goody does something. And I will tell you right now, I would love to see a defensive lineman over a wide receiver.
I don't know if I could agree with you anymore. The wide receiver thing, I think we figured out last night. That's Aaron Jones. If you need an extra wide receiver, just throw Aaron out there, 159 through the air. Joe, appreciate your time as always. Have a great day. Drive safe, my friend.
All right, boys, take care.
All right, take it easy.
Peace, Joe.